All right, 1380 WPHM. We continue our coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island at the Grand Hotel. One of the main themes, I think, that's being discussed is better jobs for Michigan. We've got jobs. We've got good jobs. Now we want great jobs in Michigan. And that's something that John Austin is involved. He's with the Michigan Economic Center. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
What is the Michigan Economic Center anyway?
It's a organization where we pull people together to drive policy agendas in particular that can contribute to economic growth and new job opportunity. So we are involved in a number of initiatives that include working with all the state's leadership on how we help more people get the higher education degree and credential that's important to have any chance of participating in this economy. And we also are working with stakeholders around, look, let's grow our new blue economy and our water-based economic development, which I know in your part of the world has been a focus of the community, and we've been trying to encourage and help other communities organize around cleaning up their waterfronts, reconnecting people to it, and also being a leader in new products and new technologies around clean energy, clean water, which you know the world desperately needs.
It's a challenging time because the federal government has de-emphasized the importance of protecting the Great Lakes water.
Well, it's interesting because we, about 8 years ago, did a seminal study that said the proposed cleanup plan for the Great Lakes, which was sitting in Congress and not being funded, has real economic impact. It's really a jobs program because you get economic development along the waterfronts, you get new job creation where you're doing the work. And so we made the case, and Congress over the last 8 years has funded over $3 billion of Great Lakes cleanup, which has directly benefited, for example, the area of concern in the St. Clair River. You clean up that mess, you have even more opportunity for people to live, work, and play around that water. And now the federal government or Trump's budget proposed, let's zero that out. And we're saying, no. This is a bipartisan, important economic development program for the Great Lakes. It's about jobs in Michigan and Ohio. You don't want to do that. And I think we'll see the money continue to flow.
Yeah, I think eventually the voice of the Great Lakes states is a loud voice. It is a bipartisan voice, and it's one that will be heard.
Yeah, and that's been great to have it be a coming together around jobs and economic opportunity and just the magic that we appreciate living in the Great Lakes State.
Hey, we were talking last night about the importance of waterfront property. You can't get new waterfront property. It's a finite availability. And anytime that you have any waterfront property, like in Marysville, for example, where the former DTE site exists, like in Port Huron, where they're building condos, where the YMCA used to exist, that's all really special, isn't it?
Yeah, there's only so much real estate that's on the water. Water is magical. People want to live on it, walk along it, enjoy the sunset and sunrise. And if you clean up the mess we made from the industrial era and sort of turn our to face the water, not have it be the dumping ground, it's an amazing, valuable economic development property that we are now benefiting from. Making headway in connecting ourselves to the water, and I know in your part of the world that's been a big piece of kind of reanimating. This is a beautiful place to live, work, and play, and to keep young talent here because, you know, we educate a lot of people. Maybe they leave us. We need to say, no, we want your talents to come back, bring your business, bring your skills, and make your life in one of the most gorgeous places on earth.
You mentioned the end of the industrial era, and so we're in this sort of post-industrial era where we still make things here. We make them differently, though. We make them more efficiently. We use a lot more technology to make things, and we need to have an educated workforce that can do that. What's the key to making sure that we have enough people that can fill those great jobs that you want to bring to Michigan?
Right. Well, as you say, there's a fundamental change. You don't have the opportunity to walk out of high school and go down and work in a factory where you're doing a routine job. Even the people who are working our manufacturing facilities, it's a highly clean, sterile environment, and they're programming robots. And let's face it, that's a different skill set. And so you need to go on to get some advanced training, almost always beyond high school, to get a technical education, get a certificate, get a degree. And any and all forms of post-secondary learning that translates into a valuable credential or degree mean you have a chance to take one of the jobs that have changed and or create your own job. People with higher education are the ones who are the entrepreneurs that start their own businesses. And so we need to reach higher in Michigan. We have a legacy of a lot of people expecting to be able to go to work without a higher education, credential or degree of some form, and that's changed. And I know in your region, you've made a lot of headway in saying, no, let's get more young people thinking they have to go on to a higher education of some form. It could be career technical, it could be a traditional, you know, college degree. And those college going rates in Port Huron and the success rates of people because of that has really increased, and I really applaud the community for pulling together around that.
I think the population that's harder to reach and harder to connect with is that population that did walk out of high school into the factory, start working, and now they find themselves at 40, 50 years old, still need to go to work every day, but may not have the right skill set.
And we've got in Michigan, because of the legacy of a lot of people being able to work in the machine shops and the factories, more of our adults who have some experience with education after high school, but they don't have a credential, they don't have a certificate. So we need to, and part of our work, and even talked about up here with announcements today, is how do we guarantee, which I think we can, if you are willing, to come back and get a post-secondary credential that allows you to get a good job, here's how we can pay for it. 2 years of community college or technical training is what it takes. And for those adults who are out there, you know, that are a bit at sea, if you're willing, we need to be able to say, here's how you can come back and we can make sure you can pay for a credential that will allow you to get a decent job today, which is...
And that's so important, because I think there's that cost barrier where people look at it and say, I'd love to get that training, I can't afford it.
Right. And we can today package funds we got in our job training system and in our higher education funding system to make that kind of guarantee. So that's one of the initiatives that we're working on. I'm trying to encourage and work with the administration and the community college and university to say, let's make clear that we can help you get that credential and we can pay for it. We had a program a few years ago, No Worker Left Behind, that did that, and hundreds of thousands of people took advantage of it, and we need to bring that kind of effort back so that everybody, adults and young people just out of high school, can be able to afford to go to higher education.
Michigan's economy has come a long way. What's it going to take to get us to the next level, to bring those better jobs to Michigan?
Well, I think two things. One, we've got to be a leader in creating the jobs in a whole different arenas that are the coming sectors, whether it's information technologies or healthcare or clean energy or water innovation or smart agriculture and new specialty foods. We have the horsepower in Michigan in our companies and our universities to be the innovators that create new businesses, new jobs, and that's got to be a focus for us. We can't rely on the auto industry's comeback alone to drive us forward. We can be the leader in other areas that are the work of tomorrow, and that's a big piece of it. Get everybody better educated. And a big thing we also talked about up here is we've got to figure out how we better support communities so that they can fund basic services. Many of the tax bases of our communities and the state support for sewer, water, much less arts and parks, has evaporated. And you can't have a community that's going to be a place people want to choose and stay, particularly our young people, if it doesn't have the kind of quality of life and at least the basic services, as well as, you know, an outdoors and a place to play and some culture. And those are all important things that make for quality of life, which is central now to driving economic development, because people will choose to be in places where they want to live and work.
You're speaking about exactly what happened in Port Huron, where our property tax rate plummeted 10 years ago. It does not come back quickly, not at the rate that we would like it to see. And so while the economy is doing better, cities like Port Huron are struggling to fund those things that you talk about, those initiatives. And so what can the state do legislatively to help cities like Port Huron?
Well, I think, as you note, many, many municipalities and communities are in this boat where the property values have been reduced. And we have to be frank, the states bargain with municipalities where, through revenue sharing, you know, would be sent back to pay for basic services, has been cut 30-40% over the last few years. So we need to rearrange the way we tax ourselves, in my view, and we can keep more of our taxes that right now through property taxes go to Lansing, keep them local, and orient them towards providing basic services. So we need and a big agenda here and for the future is reworking the way we fund municipal basic services, because there's lots of communities that basically don't have the tax base now that is providing the basics for community residents. And without the basics, you know, the wheels come off.
A lot of work still to be done. Are you overall optimistic about Michigan's future?
I am optimistic because this is a great state. It's among the most beautiful states. We got hardworking people. We got great education system and universities. We have companies and people who can be the leaders in creating the economy of tomorrow. Not every state can say that. And so I am optimistic, but we have to back all that with the right support system so that everybody gets educated. We drive new economic activity in the coming things, and we have communities that people want to live in and make pure Michigan even more real.
John Austin, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Good to see you, Paul.
Right, you too, John. John Austin with the Michigan Economic Center on 1380 WPHM, the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference at the Grand Hotel.